some into herself, and I don't think anybody took that seriously, but I did. And so my alcoholism was born. By the time I finished high school at 14, I was seriously into it. The next 3 years, I really enjoyed because I hung out with a bunch of boys. I like boys. And so we ran around. We had a quiet, we had a singing group, and we drank and we partied, and I felt like a free spirit because I was drunk all the time. And then at 17, I decided to go to a convent. I've got news for you. If you are an alcoholic, do not go to a convent. And if you are the leader in a convent, smell them before you take them. They didn't smell me, and so they took me. And I had no idea what was going on. All I wanted was to feel better. I wanted to feel part of. So I get to the convent. I need to drink. And, you know, I have no problem with the convent. They were good to me. I got a great education. I had great opportunities. I had a 300-voice choir. I directed operettas. I taught Shakespeare and how good can life get? And I drank. And so that doesn't work. You go to the convent to grow spiritually. How does that work if you're drunk all the time? You know, we did 6 hours of spiritual activity every day. Meditation, reading spiritual things, etc., etc. But, you know, as I said, somebody said to me, did you not learn to meditate? Certainly I learned the routine of meditation, but if you're half in the bag, I'll tell you it feels quite different than if you're cold sober. So at the end of that time, we had a very enlightened Mother Superior, and she said, you know, sister, I don't think you belong here. She said, I really want you to stay because you're so talented, but she said, you're young enough. I got my dispensation from Rome. You can't just walk out on a convent. Got my dispensation. I remember standing on the convent steps thinking, I'm okay now. I had my secular clothes back. I was dispensed from the vows, had fiddled with them as necessary anyway, and had my name back. I was again Mildred, I was no longer Sister Mary Eugenia. I remember that day. I remember standing on the convent steps, well educated and knowing nothing important. I didn't know what was going on with me. All I knew was I need to do things that are going to make me feel okay. I always feel so different. And I always feel nobody cares about me and all this. I found my answer. I found my answer in the bars. 2 days it took. When I left Saskatchewan, we had dirty, stinky beer parlors. I had never seen bars with red carpets, and all these wonderful men, I had a lot of time to catch up, I tell you. And so it wasn't long, and I was on my path drinking, and I liked it. But the thing about it was, it's the wrong solution. See, I think God was calling me. That's what I think step two and three are about. We come to believe there's more to the world than this third dimension. That's what the journey for me has been. It's 50 years of learning about how this third dimension works, but how the fourth dimension works. And the book says we've been rocketed into the fourth dimension. And I didn't know anything really about that, despite the fact that I had studied theology and all kinds of things like that. And so it took 3 months, and they threw me in jail. Yeah, oh. And the police, as he was putting me in the prison, I said, you can't do this. I said, I'm an ex-nun. And he said, as he locked the door, watch me. So I'm in jail, and I made such a fuss, they called the chief of police down. And I remember him slamming the door open. I stood